coalition of Immokalee workers and their supporters protested in front of two St. Petersburg public supermarkets Saturday. The group brandished signs reading "Publix Profits from Poverty" and others with similar messages. They wore mocking green shirts that said "Poverty" instead of "Publix," and they chanted "Justice for Immokalee" to passing motorists. Immokalee worker Lionel Perez said workers need Publix to support fair wages and working conditions.
I don't have family here myself, but I do know a lot of people in Immokalee who have families, and you can see that even at this protest right now, there's a lot of families and women with children. And, you know, we're here to show Publix that we have families too, and we deserve for our families to have a decent life.
Publix continues to say they will not get involved in this matter. Public spokesperson Shannon Patton.
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers is seeking to negotiate wages and conditions of employment with the growers, and the CIW is trying to drag Publix into the negotiations. And Publix is not involved in the labor dispute between these two groups.
But Patton said it's not that Publix is insensitive to the Immokalee struggle. She said they have granted farm worker requests to purchase from certain tomato growers. Protest organizer Amanda Silby said, not only is that not enough, the concession came at an opportune time for Publix.
Well, the argument that they have stopped buying from certain farms, that came at a very convenient time because that was at a time when the tomato picking season was over in Florida and tomatoes were coming from elsewhere anyway. But if they're going to make that step towards making humane purchases, why not put it in stone and know for sure?
Patton said Publix will pay the market value for the goods, but that price needs to be negotiated between the workers and the growers or packers.
We pay the market value for the tomatoes. We do not set the price or negotiate the price for tomatoes. That price is set by the grower or the packer. If you want to pay your workers a penny more per pound, put that in the cost of the tomatoes, and we pay what the market value is for those tomatoes, and then pass that along to the employees.
Silby said even politicians are urging corporations to take action.
Well, actually, Hillary Rodham Clinton saw the Modern Day Slavery Museum that the CIW put together in D.C., and she said, Clinton said that it is corporations' responsibility to end modern day slavery because they have this buying power.
She said there are loopholes allowing the poverty level wages received by Immokalee workers.
Because the growers, they still get paid by the piece rate. They don't have to make a minimum wage. And the growers, they know that. So they say, we don't have to pay you minimum wage. You know, we don't, it's however many tomatoes you can bust your butt picking. That's how much you're going to make. And from the beginning, that's what the farm workers were asking for, was a dialogue with their bosses. And they said, no, you're just a farm worker. And they treat them like pieces of equipment.
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers made headway in their fight in November when the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange agreed to ensure the penny per pound increase was passed on to workers. They will continue their efforts to persuade Publix with another protest in Tampa on March 4th and 5th. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Janelle Irwin.